Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. Damon Lawrence started his career in hospitality as a front desk agent for the Donovan House, a Kimpton Hotel in Washington, D.C., before working at Ritz-Carlton, IHG, and Doucet International. After working in these roles, Damon started his own hotel development group, Homage Hospitality, as well as Unflagged Academy, a mentorship platform for the next generation of hospitality leaders. When we were talking recently, he told me the greatest barrier to entrepreneurship and hospitality is access to information. He also told me that creating amazing hospitality experiences really requires diverse perspectives. Here he is explaining a little bit more about how he's breaking down barriers and providing access to information to help others.
When I first started Homage, I knew absolutely nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. I knew I wanted to own a hotel, but working in one and owning one, two totally different things. And thankful for so many mentors that I had, many of which turned to investors and advisors, that I was able to learn. But quite frankly, I started my company in 2015. And here we are, 2022. I've been working on this for a while. And I just now feel confident in the knowledge that I have to fully do this on my own. And I don't want it to take another 7 years for whoever is following behind me. Because quite frankly, in the independent boutique space, I was the only one when I started. And not much has changed since then, 7 years later. Not to say that I'm the only one. There's not many of us. I know all five of the other people doing really amazing things in the independent space across the country. And so it's a challenge. Access to capital is a big thing, but also just access to the information, because we can break down the barrier of access to capital if there's more people pushing forward. And I wanted to create a way for me to pass on this 7 years of knowledge onto others so that we can all pursue this and attack the problem head on. And so that's what I've been working on. And I created a course, an academy, to do just that, to steal all the information that I've learned and then pass that down to other people. So I'm excited about it. I realized in mentoring a bunch of folks trying to do the same thing, I know a lot more than I give myself credit for. I've learned a lot more than I give myself credit for. And so the course involves how to identify sites. What does site selection look like? What is the process? How do you get a commercial property under contract? What does that process look like? How do you secure funding? And if you know anything about developing a boutique hotel, there's tons of upfront cost. How do you fund that, right? Are there programs just to help you fund the pre-development cost that's necessary? What do you need before you can go to a bank to find funding? So all these things I feel like were questions that kept coming up. I mentor about 6 or 7 people right now. And I said, look, this would be much easier if I was mentoring, instead of individually mentoring you all, if we put you in a course and I could do it all at the same time. It's a better use of my time. And quite frankly, a better use of theirs, because they can learn from each other. They're different people at different stages. And that community in and of itself could be helpful. Because another question that I get a lot is, hey, I need somebody else. I need a co-founder. How do I find it? And there's no real easy way to answer that question. I think you naturally find people that have aligned interests and that you feel comfortable marrying long-term. to do this. So I think I'm excited about the community that we're going to build, that we're really going to teach people the ins and outs of what ownership looks like in the boutique space, not being held by a flag, and thus the name, Unflagged Academy. And it's going to be a very unique, we're doing the first cohort this year. And so it's going to be a very unique opportunity for us to take the things that we learn and continue to perfect it.
I think what Damon is building at Homage Hospitality and Unflagged Academy is really interesting, and we'll add links to them in the show notes so that you can check them out. I'd also like you to think about what you might do to help break down barriers to access and information that would help others thrive in hospitality today. Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. I just published a guide that shows how you can use LinkedIn to attract talent, tell your story, and create opportunities. Check it out at HotelOperations.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@HospitalityDaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.